Joe Martinez live.
We roll here, and we're that serious about it. I mean, when you consider the potential that is amongst us here, you know, all the 40-hour work week that's represented amongst the population, and right now we've got more jobs than people to fill them. That's a good thing, because now you've got people upgrading their positions. You've got hourly wages increasing, I think, by almost 3%, according to the latest survey. You know, things look up. So are looking up, and so it's up to us, we the people, to stay activated, especially in light. Bruce Thatcher, I'm going to bring you on here right now and say happy Constitution Day. Bruce Thatcher, of course, is the author of the breakthrough book, and I should say series of books, and we're going to be talking about these new books, these e-books that are coming out, starting out with Adamant Aggressors, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Peril and Make It Work, the Rise and Decline, where we are and what we can do about it. Bruce writes about history. That's his heart. It's a project dedicated, I should say, History Speaks Today, the founder, and it's a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. Bruce, Constitution Day, rather significant day and a good reminder for us to, hey, when was the last time you read the Constitution, huh?
Very good reminder. Yeah. It is Constitution Day, and we would all do well to just check back that document from time to time, particularly some of the folks in Washington these days. I had in paying attention to the Constitution, one of the things that sticks up from that is the primary, at least one of the primary responsibilities of our government, is to protect us from foreign encroachment or foreign aggressors.
Mm-hmm.
These most recent books probably deal with that aspect of the Constitution more than any other, and administrations variously have done that, better or worse, mm-hmm. over history. I became concerned, to the point of moving me about 10, 12 years ago, that we weren't learning, we weren't exhibiting that we learned the lessons of history when we were dealing with the likes of Kim Jong-il in that case and Ayatollah Khomeini and negotiating with people who were probably adamant aggressors. We simply were breaking the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And his
we get attacked by radical Islamists, and one of the first things the President of the United States does is he goes down to a local mosque to kind of, yeah, and I understand his heart and what he was trying to do, but I think that the unintended consequences was it gave cover to the rest of the radical Muslims that were already in the country. Again, what I see, Bruce, and you can see if this analogy works for you, is Ronald Reagan, others before him, talked about this light on a shining hill. We are a light of freedom to the rest of the world, but you got to understand that light bugs the holy what have you out of despots and other people that think otherwise, and they've been doing everything they can since then to blow that light out. That's what I see happening.
Well, I think that's part of it, absolutely. And in dealing with that reality, one of the greatest mistakes we make is to not identify mm-hmm. specifically who these threats are. And the instance you referred to of going down to the mosque was a perfect example of refusing to identify radical Islam as an existential threat to lots of countries around mm-hmm. the world, including ourselves.
Right.
The first step in dealing with an adamant aggressor is to understand and identify who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we've had a lot of examples of presidents and politicians and leaders trying very hard to not identify.
Well, when you have a situation, Bruce, where you have a growing number of people within our country that want to replace the Constitution with Sharia law, there's no compatibility between those two elements here. And the fact that we're even open to have that conversation, to me, is ludicrous.
I think there are people who want to replace the Constitution, some with Sharia law, some with some other fantasy of a better way of running the country. America is an exceptional country. It has become that way because of the principles in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and how that has freed our resources and our people to literally expand us in, expand what we are just incredibly. It had never been seen in the world before. But people now, generations now, the majority of the American people now have been born at a time when they haven't, experienced.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't experienced some of these things. And so their reality begins with the reality they saw, let's say on the day they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't teach them the values and the history that we used to teach. So they start from a point of view that leads them to easily accept, without judgment or without critical analysis, some of these other things that seem to them just at the flip of a smartphone to be, oh, that's a good idea.
Exactly. Well, and it starts at the home, I would say. You know, parents have abdicated their responsibility to teach their children. I know when I was growing up, my father was a World War II vet. We talked about Pearl Harbor. We talked about history. We talked about these things in our Constitution, these things that mattered to our lives, the having, you know, the ability to, you know, for self-expression and hard work. And, you know, these are the kind of things that we're taught today. You know, they're left up to these rather progressive professors that think that, you know, they titillate these kids' ears and all out of the theory, I say, the theoretical room of the coffee rooms of faculties and campuses across this country today that speak very irresponsibly and unintelligently. You know, we just had Dr. Michael Busler, who's he was on with us, and he's a professor. And as he shared with the kids, and I've used this analogy as well, you know, in terms of this socialism movement that's happening. And I think it's one of these things that, okay, maybe a valid observation, but wrong conclusion, but let's apply it. Let's say one person works hard. They do all their hard work. They score a 95. They need a 70 in order to pass the class. There's three knuckleheads that didn't work as much. They wanted to pull around and not apply themselves, and they only come in with 65. So let's take 20% off that guy who has 95, and we're going to spread it out so everybody passes. Everybody happy, right?
Right.
Well, you know, that's not fair. So, and especially if you're the guy who, you know, or the gal that worked hard and did your due diligence and scored the 95, now you're going to get reduced to 75. How is that going to do in terms of any further ambition that you may have in, you know, some graduate school opportunities?
It gives us equality.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there it is. And then, of course, then you de-incentivize the person who did all the hard work. And certainly this is what we went through part and parcel under 8 years with Barack Obama. And this is what we're seeing by contrast under Donald Trump and what's happening with the GDP and how new businesses are flourishing and exploding even as we speak. More from Bruce Thatcher after this. Stay with us. At the intersection of faith and politics, we welcome you, Bill Martinez, here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher, author, historian, founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. But Bruce, sometimes I think it's almost like the law of gravity. We have to fall off the roof once again to realize the law of gravity is still in play, huh?
One of the lessons of history is that we don't learn from history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have to keep learning that gravity thing. That's what these five new sort of digest books are, that are in easy to read ebook Kindle format. And they're all about atom aggressors. And maybe it takes, you know, maybe I ought to, let me define that term, atom and aggressors.
Yeah, please.
That's not the way they're usually referred to. Most adversaries have goals that include overlapping areas, and they're mostly opportunistic. They'll see a chance to take something or impose their will, and they'll do it. But they're not focused on a single objective over time. An adamant aggressor, however, is a person or movement that's absolutely consumed with some particular objective, which is, in our case, is counter to our national interest. It's an obsession with them. They're ruthless. They have a desire to dominate. They believe their goals will justify any means, and they're unrelenting. They just can't be changed through reasoning. And those people behave differently than normal adversaries or normal aggressors. So these books deal with that kind of person and how you have to deal with them. You can't assume they think like you do. You can't assume that you just present some reasonable solution to a conflict and, oh yeah, that makes sense, they'll go along with it. They won't.
This is a fixed ideology, is it not?
Yes.
I mean, we hear people being, you know, ideological in that, but, and it's just another word in the language, but when you really break it down, it is all encompassing. It is passion engaging. It is brain focused. Is it not?
It is. And absolutely. And when you look at these examples, they make that point very clearly. There's five of these books that are out or coming out, and in all five cases, the adamant aggressor makes known, clearly known, their intentions long before they have the power to carry it out. They publish books. You know, Hitler published Mein Kampf. Mehmed had a history of Islamic obsession with Constantinople. James K. Polk announced in his inaugural address and in his campaigning before he was elected what he intended to do vis-a-vis Mexico or Mexican territories. So what they're focused on is never a secret if you open your eyes. What you need to understand is there is nothing you're going to do to change their minds unless you can convince them they cannot succeed.
Right. That's like when you have radical Muslims saying, look, we want America and Israel to be no more. They're telling you, there's no negotiation. There's no reasoning. The only thing we negotiate is your demise, I guess.
Really ought to pay attention to it.
Right. Exactly.
And part of the history of these adamant aggressors, with one exception, and that's Stalin, where we finally reacted correctly, a little bit late in the game, but we reacted correctly. With all of these cases, the targets of the aggressors simply refused to accept that these things were really true. You know, nobody could do that. That's not a big deal. That's not going to happen. You can't take that attitude toward an adamant aggressor.
Right. Yeah, and this is what we continue to do, whether it's through political correctness, and you're exactly right. I mean, you go back through history, Bruce, and time and again, empires that were well established and thought that they were totally impenetrable, all of a sudden they get penetrated, and the walls come falling down quite rapidly, do they not?
They do, and particularly from the point of view of history, it's just almost in a blink they come down. But the problems have the aggression, the rotting, the erosion has been going on typically for quite a while before that very ominous and obvious event takes place. My fear is that in our country we're letting our guard down because we're in many ways allowing our defenses to erode and we're not staying strong where we need to have strong, and we're not confronting these people in the way they need to be confronted.
where we're rotting from the inside out. I like that term because that's what's going on, you know, at the very root of our country. You know, listen to the way people talk and the I mean, I'm all for free speech. I mean, let's have free speech. Let's reason together. Let's go head to head with your ideas against mine so we have a better America. All that's good. That's what the founding fathers intended. And that's what ideally we would hope that would occur. But right now, with the weaponizing of certain speech and whatever, if you say the wrong thing, you've offended people, you go to jail, can't pass go. This is what it's come down to. So now our, you know, there's no longer free speech. Our liberties are compromised. And it's in the understanding and in the boundaries of freedom that America can grow and maintain its strength. Otherwise, we're compromised, and that's what's happening today.
I couldn't agree with you more. The founding values of this country absolutely are focused on that one word, freedom. Mm-hmm. It was an astounding new concept at the time in the world. And if we let go of these things and let them keep eroding, and that's usually the way it goes, mm-hmm. Then we're not going to have it. We're not going to have freedom. And as it relates to adamant aggressors, what it does is it weakens us to the point of where the aggressor, the particular individual who wants to from the exterior take over, can more easily do that. Time in this process is always of the essence, and time is always on the side of the aggressor, mm-hmm. not on the side of its target.
Interesting today that they are using the Donald Trump administration, Donald Trump administry, his presidency as a lightning rod, are they not?
They are. They are using it as a lightning rod, which I really think is one indication of how threatened they feel by it.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize that some of the things that we're doing now are actually things that will hurt their objectives and their goals, and they're pulling out all the stops to
crush puts them back. Absolutely. It sets them back big time. But the thing is that we, the people, need to understand what is taking place here. That, you know, when you take a look at, just do a Ben Franklin comparison. You know, what gives us freedom? What gives us less freedom? And you can say Donald Trump at the top, and you can say Ocasio-Cortez and the socialists and, Nancy Pelosi on the other if you want to do that. And, you know, see the comparison. It is quite clear, and the adamant aggressor is going to the top because they know if they can take out the head, then what's going to happen with the rest of the people?
That's right. Yep.
It's dangerous times, ladies and gentlemen, that we live in right now. We need to take it seriously, and that's what you're talking about here, Bruce. With adamant aggressors, you know, the time is now, and the releasing of these booklets, these e-books that you're talking about, is so critical. It's perfectly timed, and we need to get our hands on it. How do we do that?
Probably the easiest, they're all on Amazon.com. The easiest thing might be to go to my website, HistorySpeaksToday.com, because you can find all five of them together there.
Right there.
And they will link you immediately with Amazon.com.